This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. If you're only just joining us, my name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvini Viraj.
We're going to be with you until around 1 o'clock this afternoon. We have a question for you. The question is, what is the biggest draw for you? What's the biggest draw of a webinar for you? You know, let us know. You can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We've got a couple more stories lined up for the rest of the show. But before we do that, we're going to have a quick update from the KLCI at break. Courtesy of our man over here, Arvind Uberaj.
So it is down by 1.04% at 1,589 points. Active stocks include NextGram Holdings Berhad, Bio Alpha Holdings Berhad, and Dagang NextChange Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.26 against the US dollar, 3.01 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.07 against the Sing dollar.
There we go. We've got another story for you about what makes a great remote conference coming up in just a moment. Do we have any more tweets that we want to highlight? Do we have any messages or on WhatsApp we want to highlight?
We have a tweet from Lian Jim who says that the overall experience of it, you know, I joined a Microsoft webinar yesterday and quit it after 30 minutes. The sound quality is terrible and it's hard to stay on it for long periods. The content seems pre-recorded with no interaction with speaker except for Q&A chat box. At least if it's an on-site event, if the speakers are not up to expectations, I can still get to meet other professionals in the field or ask the speakers questions. As an IT person, I hate webinars and virtual meetings.
I've got to say that I'm not a huge fan of webinars either. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I like entertainment. Mm-hmm. That for the most part, for me, it doesn't feel entertaining. I know it's not supposed to. When you're in a room meeting other people, you know, you find ways of means of doing things. But go on, Chris.
But that is precisely why, you know, I went with the story that I went with today.
Let's go on.
So events and conferences have always been important for businesses because attendees, like Len Jim said, can network and grow their brand. And marketers can play to what is essentially a captive audience. However, we are moving further into the digital space. There is still paranoia about physical distancing and SOPs like that. A lot of people may not feel comfortable attending massive events with crowds and such. So how can we achieve a similar effect, you know, of creating a great event or a great conference if it's digital or virtual? Ultimately, the goal of an event or conference is to foster connections, create personalized experiences, and drive engagement. So we have a few tips to get you started. The first thing is to continue prioritizing in-person connections. So the facets of an effective event remain the same. You have to create a seamless, personalized experience where the attendees will walk away convinced that they've made a worthwhile time investment. And building relationships with attendees is often what drives business results. So to form an effective digital event strategy, focus on a foundation of human engagement and connection. You know, find a platform that allows your attendees to connect directly with each other. Maybe a place where they can privately swap contact details, you know, allow them to comment on the event itself as well. You know, you can even ask the audience questions and really engage with them. How are you guys doing? You know, what's everybody up to? Especially during those minutes of lag, you know, where things are getting set up and people are starting to slowly file in.
Yeah.
That's that part of it that people, I think, look forward to, is that social connection. Second point, make compelling content. Events, regardless of the format, have always challenged marketers to cut through the noise to gather attendee insights. And today, the new digital space is even noisier. I think we can all agree we've seen, you know, so many webinars clog up our news feeds, right? So it's critical to remember that content is still the foundation on which engagement and experience is built. It is easy for attendees to lose interest or simply close a browser window to disengage from your webinar. And without the registration fees required to attend and access content, attendees may feel less invested and obligated to tune in. So you have to captivate them, you know, draw them in and set up a tangible interaction. Leverage video, for example. You can use mobile engagement apps and try to create, you know, bespoke and highly personalized experiences. So, for example, do like a digital breakout room or even allow attendees to create their own schedules and choose to view content on their own terms. So have like, this is happening at this time. If you want, you can go to that. And then this is happening at another time. Go to that instead, rather than being held to a strict agenda. The last thing is to foster and maintain a community. Now, a key measure of a successful events program are returning attendees that you can welcome to your events community. So first of all, you can try shifting the focus to smaller, more personalized events, or perhaps like an event series. By doing that, marketers can then make a greater impact. And then what you have to do is utilize data to craft the new kind of hyper-personalized experiences that will ultimately offer an advantage in this overcrowded market, and also always follow up with asking for feedback. Get an understanding of what your digital audience actually wants.
Yeah, which is why we're posing that question. You know, what's the biggest draw of a webinar for you? Mm. Now, there's a few things in that as well that allow people to kind of attend on their own
terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem we have, not us, but a lot of people who are hosting these webinars have, is that they are limiting themselves in where they are streaming to. Mm. You know, they tend to stream either via Zoom or Facebook Live or one thing or another. And ideally, I think what a lot of people who want to attend these things prefer is that you can access it via multiple channels. Let's say, for example, you don't want to use Facebook or you don't have an account. You shouldn't be forced to use Facebook to watch a particular webinar. Maybe you could watch it on YouTube or maybe even on Twitch or, mm-hmm. or one of these other platforms that are already out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is like, if you imagine like a centralized command post,
yeah.
you know, and then from there it's distributed to all of these multi channels
yep.
where people can then watch it as and when they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then what needs to happen is that stuff like comments and one thing or another need to be funneled into a centralized location, mm-hmm. right? And that's easily done. And it's stuff like that that makes it easy for anybody to be able to watch it. That is what pushes the attendance up.
Yeah, I think surprisingly, you know, a subsection of people that webinar hosts can really learn from are gamers.
Yes.
People
oh,
who,
yeah. yep.
who you know, stream on Twitch.
Regularly.
And they'll often have a Discord server. People can
yep.
comment on live. But if you've missed yeah. the live session, you can then go to their YouTube channel. They'll have the session recorded and uploaded. You can comment there.
Yeah.
Then for the next session, they can incorporate all of the above.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a really good point because you shouldn't want to watch people game online because you're not playing the actual game. You're just watching people play their games
yeah.
and tell you how they're playing.
Yeah.
But if they can make it entertaining, then you can get a lot of points from them on how to do webinars, how to deliver information, how to make it not boring, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, if you watch some of these gaming streaming videos mm. of, you know, they're getting multiple thousands of viewers watching that content,
yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
asking questions. And the people who are doing the streaming are interacting with the people yeah. as they are gaming as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's a difficult thing to do once the tech has been set up and done. You know, make it engaging. Make it easy for people to attend. And for sure, the numbers will go up.
Yep.
Time for a break. Question. What's the biggest draw of a webinar for you? Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, as usual, we're at BFM Radio. I have one comment before we go into the break from Iz. Good afternoon. Good to hear you guys after so long. For me, a good webinar comes with good content, good speakers, straightforward, and lastly, it must be affordable. Well, ours is free right now. Iz, head over to Facebook.com/BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break. It's the Presidents of the United States of America, but not that one, with Mark 5 here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.